And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of September, 2011. It's the anniversary of the founding of the city of Boston by the Massachusetts Bay Colony on this day in 1630 between the Charles and the Merrimack Rivers, founded as a theocracy. Only members of the church could take part in the government. It was named after a city in Lincolnshire, England, that many of the Puritans had come from. It's Constitution Day, the United States Constitution, signed on this day in Philadelphia in 1787. It's the birthday of the poet William Carlos Williams, Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883, who decided while still in high school he wanted to be both a poet and a doctor. He wrote poems on the back of prescription slips, trying to capture the American voice in the plain speech of the local people whom he knew from his medical practice, most of whom did not even realize that he wrote poetry. His masterpiece was a five-volume poem, Patterson, published in the late 40s and 50s. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Stuart, born in County Durham, Sunderland, 1916, best known for her five-book series, The Merlin Chronicles, part fantasy, part historical fiction. It's the birthday of Ken Kesey, born in La Junta, Colorado, 1935. He had a fellowship in creative writing at Stanford, and he got a job as a night aide at the VA hospital in Menlo Park, where he heard about an experiment in search of volunteers. The CIA was conducting an experiment investigating mind control techniques, and they were injecting people with psychoactive drugs like mescaline and LSD. Ken Kesey signed up, and from his experience taking drugs and also working as a hospital aide, he wrote his book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, published 1962, about a con man named Randall Patrick McMurphy, who feigns insanity to get out of a jail sentence. And it's the birthday of the writer and artist Brian Andreas, born Iowa City, 1956, who in the early 90s had an idea to use the new internet to collect people's experiences, their stories. He called the project Hall of Whispers, and he called the internet a technological campfire that people could sit around and talk. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, Reluctance. Out through the fields and the woods and over the walls I have wended. I have climbed the hills of view and looked at the world and descended. I have come by the highway home, and lo, it is ended. The leaves are all dead on the ground, save those that the oak is keeping to ravel them one by one and let them go scraping and creeping out over the crusted snow when others are sleeping. And the dead leaves lie huddled and still, no longer blown hither and thither. The last lone aster is gone, the flowers of the witch hazel wither. The heart is still aching to seek, but the feet question whither. Ah, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace to reason, and bow and accept the end of a love or a season? Reluctance by Robert Frost, from A Boy's Will and North of Boston, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places, online at constantcontact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.